You're listening to Live Free, Think Free on 90.1 KPFT Houston, your home for uncensored news and underground music since 2011. All right, welcome back to Live Free, Think Free on 90.1 KPFT Houston and the Conscious Resistance Network. If you guys are ever curious about where this show started, where it came from, or want to see our archives, you can check us out at thehoustonfreethinkers.com, thehoustonfreethinkers.com. Let's continue on, guys. Like I said, we're going to talk a little bit about Donald Trump, one of my least favorite topics. But, you know, it's interesting because we broadcast on KPFT, and KPFT is by and large a quote-unquote progressive radio station. I think that sometimes our show might stand out like a sore thumb, although plenty of people seem to be thankful that we are on KPFT and bringing a different perspective that is similar but different. And so many of the audience in KPFT might be like, yeah, of course, Donald Trump, we hate him. You know, they get it already, right? Some of you out there maybe are still holding on to this idea that Trump is somehow indicative or means something to do with freedom or, is here to save the day and all these kinds of things. You're, unfortunately, friends, very deluded, just as deluded as the people who believe Biden is somehow going to solve things, right? And I say that with kindness and compassion and love, I swear. But if you need a reminder of why Donald Trump is not somebody that cares about freedom and liberty and justice and all these kinds of things and just likes to pay lip service, let's look no further than his recent speech given just a week ago at his first speech coming back to D.C. Since leaving the White House. And he was speaking at the America First Policy Institute two-day summit, which is all about promoting America First, Trump's agenda and whatnot. So he says a bunch of different things, but there's a few things I want to focus on here. When Trump starts talking about crime, he really tends to show his authoritarian streak. And this is something that, you know, anybody who paid attention before in the way Trump handled things, look, you don't have to support Black Lives Matter. You don't have to support the protests or the riots that happened in 2020 or 2021 or whatever. But the fact of the matter is Trump is an authoritarian and handles things like an authoritarian. He wants to smash the people, send in the guards. Do you remember that there was times over the last during the Trump administration where there was unmarked, unidentified government agents like in full riot gear taking people off the streets? In Oregon and other places. I mean, this was being reported and it never got really investigated or revealed what the heck that was about or what agency they're with or anything like that. And I guarantee you, if that had happened during Biden's administration or Obama's or anybody from the Democrats or the left, people would be flipping their wig as they should. But then Trump does it and people are like, well, I don't know. Maybe they should have done that. Stop being inconsistent. Okay. I don't want to go too much on a rant. I want to focus on the news here, but let's just look at what Trump said himself and tell me if this sounds like somebody who cares about freedom. Now, I'm not saying we should do nothing about the homelessness or the crime or the drugs or anything like that, but maybe not channeling and calling and praising the Chinese president who is the head of an authoritarian technocratic regime. Maybe that would be a good thing. But no, Donald Trump said the following. The dangerously deranged roam our streets with impunity. We are living in such a different country for one primary reason. There is no longer respect for the law, and there certainly is no order. Our country is now a cesspool of crime. Now, look, I get that. Places like especially some of the Democratic blue cities have seen a spike in crime, according to some people, some numbers, and some equate this to the various policies of trying to defund the police or, you know, bail reform and different things that in some cases haven't worked. I mean, there's been clear examples in cases, even in Houston, of people being let off, people, violent criminals, and they're saying, well, we're going to let you off with a, you know, a bond, and they go out and murder somebody else or kill somebody. I mean, that's clearly a problem, right? So there's like typically with some of the things Trump talks about, there's a seed or a kernel of truth and something that should be addressed. But then he wants to come and just smash it with a hammer, and that's how he should handle it. Now, also, I don't know if I would say the U.S. is a cesspool of crime. I mean, you could say certain cities and certain neighborhoods, but what it does is this kind of thing plays well for scared old conservatives who watch Fox News and One America News and those kind of places and don't ever leave their houses. And they're just looking out the window like, oh, my God, the world's going to hell in a handbasket. And they believe these kinds of things. Anyways, Trump goes on and praises Chinese President Xi Jinping. And for those who are like, Derek, you're reading a CNN article. That's fake news. We're about to show you Trump in his own words. We're getting there. Trump said that, you know, he wishes he could handle drug dealers the way that the Chinese president did. And he tells a story about how they would have quick trials in China and that people would be sentenced within 2 hours. Doesn't sound great. You know, just removing the whole trial by jury of your peers and, you know, innocent until proven guilty. No, just 2-hour trials. And Trump is saying, oh, dang it, I wish we were more like China. Here's his quote. It sounds horrible, doesn't it? But those are the ones that don't have any problem. It doesn't take 15 years in court. It goes quickly, he says, before he endorsed a, quote, very strong death penalty for people who sell drugs. So, and that's not the first time Trump said that. But again, somebody who's out there calling for death penalty, this is like the insanity, the psychopath who is the president of the Philippines, Duterte, or however you pronounce his name, who's also said that drug dealers should be put to death. Now, look, I'm a former drug addict myself. I've seen a lot of damage, lost family members, friends to drugs. I get it. I understand the problem that exists. But throwing people in cages and killing people isn't going to fix the deeper root issue. Anybody who thinks that is just too stupid to come up with a better solution. That's the least, let's just kill him, right? How creative is that? You know, let's, regardless of whether that's going to work, it won't work. You think you can scare people out of bad behavior, but that's not how shit, it's not how it works. All right. So to combat crime, Trump also continued to argue that we need to deploy the National Guard. Here it is again, him being authoritarian. He said to go beyond the governor. And so imagine this, you have Trump saying, as a Republican, somebody, a conservative, which he's not, some, you know, people who usually care about states' rights, saying, quote, when governors refuse to protect the people, we need to bring what is necessary in any way. The next president needs to send the National Guard to the most dangerous neighborhoods in Chicago until safety can be restored. Yeah, that's what we need. We need a bunch of police state going around. Just let's just use a crime in certain neighborhoods of the country as an excuse to initiate a police state. Does that, I mean, anybody who thinks this is going to turn out well is just not using their brain. And Trump goes on to talk about how we need to take all the homeless people out of the cities, which again, San Francisco, some of these places, increasingly in Houston, it's a big problem. But he called for, quote, creating thousands and thousands of high quality tents at the outer reaches of the cities and then bringing in medical professionals, psychologists, and psychiatrists. That is his least worst idea. That's what I'll say. That's the least worst thing he said. But everything else is like, hey, I'm an authoritarian. Let's kill drug dealers. And if the governors of Democratic states won't listen, well, we'll just send in the National Guard to force them to do what we want. And here's Trump giving this speech right here. You can even go to the point where the drug dealing is mentioned. I'm not sure it's going to play the audio, but all these links can be found at thehoustonfreethinkers.com. And you can find this talk from America's First Policy Institute on C-SPAN. Just go search cspan.org and you'll find it. So again, anybody who is still trying to pretend like Donald Trump cares about liberty, cares about freedom, cares about 9/11, cares about auditing the Federal Reserve, cares about any of the things he pretended to be, to pay lip service to try to impress people while he was first running, I don't think you're really paying attention. And in fact, some people, unfortunately, have given up on their principles if they ever had them, and they believe instead, well, who cares? As long as it stops Joe Biden and the communists, then I don't really care. You know, Trump can be an authoritarian if he wants, as long as, you know, he goes after the people I don't like. That'll never be used against me. That's never happened, right? Supporting authoritarians just because they're against people I don't like never turns out bad in history, right? Aye, my friends. All right, you're listening to Live Free, Think Free, 90.1 KPFT Houston, the Conscious Resistance. We do this every week. Every week we broadcast and we share uncensored news and underground music.
Since 2012, the Conscious Resistance Network has been an independent media organization focused on empowering individuals through education, philosophy, health, and community organizing. We work to create a world where corporate and state power do not rule over the lives of free human beings. Our motto is leading by example and helping others in their pursuit of freedom. Visit theconsciousresistance.com to find our articles, documentaries, interviews, podcasts, books, and more. Remember, you are powerful, you are beautiful, and you are free.